Precious God, thank you for gathering us here in your holy ground. Let us open our eyes, ears, minds, and spirit, and let us hear your words and your voice to call our names. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning again. Last week, we talked about Avengers. Do you remember that? Yeah. As one body in Jesus Christ, and as one team of Avengers of the World Week Church, our mission is to save our church's life, not only for surviving, but also reviving our church is our mission, right? Okay, so I think it's Bob is a Hulk, and Dominic is Captain America, and Black Widow, and you know, many heroes in our church. So let's make an Avengers team and save our church's life. And today, I want to continue to talk about church through today's scripture. What makes a church great? Is it size? So there are huge and mega churches successful, but a humble congregation like us is a failure? I don't think so. Then, is it liveliness or common vision or purpose? None of those things, for all of them are of human origin. Nor is it upon human love, works, since the church must be built upon God's free gift of grace, not upon human works. Then, what's the answer? What makes a church great? I'm sure what makes a church great is God. God who lives in her. God does not choose and establish his church based upon visible earthly greatness. When Moses lived in Egypt, he was a great prince. He was so wealthy, powerful, and respected. Yet, God did not call Moses at the height of his glory. Instead, God called Moses after he became a mother, and fugitive, a poor shepherd, who did not even own the sheep he tended. After Moses had been humbled and crushed by life, then he could see that it was not by his greatness, but by the mercy and grace of God, that great things would be done. Thus, lowly Moses came before the great God of his fathers. He came before the mystery of a bush that burns yet is not consumed. The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses, yet Moses was afraid and hid his eyes and took off his sandals and cowered up upon the ground. And rightly so, for he whom Moses cowered before is the creator of the universe, the glorious and all-powerful Lord, the mysterious one who is beyond any human understanding. In verse 14, from the mouth of that Holy One comes his name, a name like no other. He says, I am who I am. This is the meaning of the name Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord, in all capital letters in our Bibles. It is is God's name as no other name can be. What does it mean, I am who I am? Actually, it describes God's eternity without beginning or end. He is unchanging, steadfast, and immovable. He is self-causing and self-existing. No one created him. He simply is. We, human beings, cannot compare with him, right? We are doomed to death because of our sins. And we are very changing and we are quick to fail. We are not righteous, but sinners. We are unworthy to come to God. But thankfully, God himself has come to us. He chose the bush to meet Moses, and he chose this place to meet us. God was not content that we should remain in slavery under the harsh taskmaster of sin, death, or the devil, evil, Satan, you know. God has come to seek us. The one who seeks us is the same one who spoke to Moses. He is called the angel of the Lord, yet this angel calls himself the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The angel reveals himself to Moses with the name, I am who I am. In other words, this angel is not the regular angel, but God himself, or Spirit of God. So this angel of the Lord told Moses, I will be with you, which is a promise of God for Moses, and at the same time, it's a promise for us. For keeping the promise, the Lord came to the earth as a flesh. You know, it's Jesus Christ. When the Lord became flesh, it was for the purpose of laying that flesh upon the cross of Calvary. And after he ascended into heaven, his Spirit came down to us again, right? So still, God is with us and will be with us forever. Brothers and sisters, now Jehovah God, who created everything and who led his people out of slavery in Egypt, has also made us his people. The same God who rescued the children of Israel through the waters of the Red Sea has also rescued us through the waters of baptism. The same angel of the Lord who crushed Pharaoh's army has also crushed our enemies, the Satans and evils and death. This conquering Lord has come to us and forever remains with us. Now then, make a church great, because the Lord is with her, because God is here with us. Likewise, our worship is not made powerful by what we say or what we do or what we feel. Our worship is marked and dominated by the glorious and gracious presence of the Lord. The same Lord who said to Moses, I am who I am, also said to you this morning, I forgive you all of your sins. It was not really me talking. I said, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is, by his authority and his place. Not my own words, but God's words. You are forgiven by the same Lord who spoke out of the burning bush. And the same Lord spoke in our scripture readings. What we heard was no word of the man, but the words of the angel of God. That's what makes this house as holy as that mountain. So because the Lord, the great I Am, speaks here. So our church is very great, I'm sure. And even though we do not look like, right, much, but we may seem like a failure at times, but as I told last week, how can it be failure when the Lord of God of Moses and all our forefathers in the faith is here today? He declares us holy and righteous and glorious by his gospel. Let no man call failure that the Lord has declared great. Brothers and sisters, please remember, God is here with us in this holy place, in this holy ground. Since God is here, this church is great, not fail. As God came down to the lowest humble place with a human flesh, God chose to come here to humble place to call us as his children, as his great leaders, as great disciples of Jesus Christ. By God's grace and his glory, we are righteousness of God, and this place is the holy church of God, the holy ground. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your words today, and thank you for being here with us in this humble place. Lord, let us glorify your name as we worship you and praise you. And let us be holy like Jesus Christ, who is sinless but righteous. Forgive all our sins in this time and help us hear your call as your faithful disciples and a great leaders of this church. In your holy name we pray. Amen.